Yesterday, we had the first part of chapter 24 of Luke. Today, we have the second part. They run back to Jerusalem, these two, Clopas and his friend, back to where everybody's still sort of hiding. And they burst in and say, "It's true." And they say, "Yeah, he appeared to Simon." And they're all excited about that. And then he comes and stands in their midst. And after just saying all this, they're all scared to death. It's kind of funny in a way. You know, we would do the same. And so why are you troubled? Why do questions arise in your hearts? And then you see the wonder of the incarnation. Look at my hands and feet. How many people walk around with holes in their hands and feet? Where did I get these from? You know. The wonderful thing is to see that he never renounced what he got from us. That is, his wounds. They're still there, glorious, radiant, light. Beaming out of every one of them. Forever. That's how much he loves us. So they're still incredulous, but now for joy. Before they were incredulous for fear. Now they're incredulous for joy. He's having a hard time with them. Finally he says, "Have you got anything to eat?" Yeah. They gave him a piece of baked fish and he ate it. And this continually gives theologians stuff to think about. Well, if his body is glorified, how can he eat, you know? So far, nobody's figured it all out. But we have eternity to ask him. And so we will. And then what happens? The fulfillment of what he did for the two on the way to Emmaus. I told you this. These are my words that I spoke to you when I was still with you. That everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Do you know what that means? Do you know that if you read the Old Testament with the eyes of faith, you'll see Jesus? Do you understand? Who embodied the mystery of the heart of Jesus? Moses, Abraham, David, Sarah, they all did. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Hosea. Understanding the scriptures, as I said yesterday, you see, is the fruit of the resurrection. It's the proof, if you will, of the resurrection. Not the kind of proof we want, you know. Get the idea and then do an experiment in physics and yeah, you're right. No, this is a proof. You yield to this and it confirms itself. It's truth. And so this gift of the scriptures, we've had 2 days of it now in the gospel. As I was thinking about this morning, I recalled a passage in St. Justin, the martyr. Justin was a philosopher. And he went through lots of different systems. He was born in Samaria, actually. And he was martyred in Rome. And he's telling this story. It's in his dialogue with Trypho. Trypho is his Jewish interlocutor and they're debating. And he's writing an account of it. Justin is. And so he's talking about walking along and he meets a Platonist. He was a Platonist by now. This is where Augustine went, if you remember. He went through Manichees and he finally became a Platonist. And that purified and strengthened his mind enough to be a believer. Not only have him, not through a great new light in his mind, but through a power in his heart and mind and body. And he got over his addiction to sex. And he knew that God had done that. And no one else had done that. Remember the whole story, right? He was struggling with this and struggling with this. He sent away his mistress. His mother made him. His mother had the idea that he was sending away this rather lower class girl and going to marry a nice upper class girl. So he sent her away, and it wasn't too long before he had another woman. He had a son by the first woman, Adeodatus, given by God, who was a brilliant little fellow, died very young. And so, but like that, you see, here's, and that was what? It was the fire of that text in Romans 13, not in drunkenness and carousing, but put on the Lord Jesus, and take no thought for the flesh. It went and it changed him. That's why his whole life, just like Paul, he knew that it was all the prevenient grace, as we say. You know, it's the grace that preceded him. He had no doubt about that. So anyway, here's our friend Justin, earlier than them, of course. In this, he's reporting this to Trifo in a stylized account, but it is so beautiful. I can't read the whole thing. So he meets this elder who begins to talk to him. This is what he's telling us here. And through a series of sort of Socratic questioning, he gets him to see there's holes in the Platonic system too. And though it does pull you out of preoccupation with this kind of way of looking at reality and start to think about it, it was a big help to them. And finally, baptized, it was one of the insights that sustained the fathers of the church. Well, I better read this text and get on with it anyway. But anyway, this is a stylized account. You see, the elder says of the, he said, I'm looking for where to start. Then speaks this elder, speaks to him of the prophets who were friends of God. They were God's friends, inspired by the divine spirit, announced things that have since come to pass, just what Jesus is doing today, right? The elder says of them that they were witnesses of the truth, martyres tis aletheias, these prophets. Of credence, worthy of credence, who compose their works without recourse to proof. They just said it. Though not without a righteous life and miracles. In this stylized account of what was most probably a real challenge, Justin is endeavoring not only to account of his own conversion, but to lead others to the same commitment. So this was going on, see, and he was telling him about the prophets. All of a sudden, a fire was kindled in my soul. And a love for the prophets and those men who are friends of Christ took hold of me. Pondering the old man's words within myself, I found that this philosophy alone was solid and profitable. Thus, and for these reasons, I am a philosopher, because now I can teach the truth. See, faith is a way of knowing. And he died a martyr in Rome, teaching. He continued to wear the pallium, the philosopher's cloak, and set up, those days the philosophers just set up shop in the street, in a corner, in a park. And they taught. People gave them money, they ate. If they didn't, they did. It was, and the philosophers were the ones who, if they were good, led the people to truth, taught them how to live the right way. And so, he says, finally I'm a philosopher. Now I can be a philosopher. I know the truth, and I know how to lead people to it. That's what Jesus is doing to these disciples here. And my friends, he will do it for us. Sit down with him and read the scriptures. And every time you get stuck, just tell him, I don't get it.